Chapter 23, Room 317. I remember every blow. I can count them. I've made a list. Number 1, hit on back of head, Freddy. Number 2, kick to ribs, Freddy. Number 3, kick to left leg, Aaron or Ty. Number 4, kick to ribs, Freddy. Number 5, kick to left buttock, Aaron or Ty. Number 6, kick to ear, Freddy. Number 7, stomp to chest, Aaron. Number 8, kick to right knee, Ty. Number 9, kick to back, Aaron or Ty. Number 10, kick to ribs, Freddy. Number 11, kick to back, Aaron or Ty. Number 12, kick to thigh, Aaron or Ty. Number 13, kick to temple, Freddy. The policeman who comes to see me in the hospital in room 317 is the same policeman who came to my house. I find this to be very significant. I give him a complete report of the incident, including the list above. He's very impressed. "You remember all that?" he says. "I have a very organized mind." The policeman attaches the list to his clipboard. "Are you going to arrest them?" He ignores my question. "Do you know why you were attacked?" "No." "Did it have anything to do with the food fight at school?" "I don't know." "You have no idea why they beat you up?" "I think they were trying to kill me. You should arrest them for attempted murder." "We'll see about that. I might have a concussion. I could have internal bleeding." "The doctor told me you were going to be fine, son." "I have stitches in my ear." "They're just keeping you here overnight as a precaution. The doctor told me you'll be going home first thing tomorrow morning." The policeman stands up. "Believe me, son, we are taking this assault very seriously." "I have bruised ribs." "Don't worry, son. Nobody is getting away with anything. I'll talk to these three young men. And I'll get that window peeper, too." He smiles, winks, and walks out of the room.